This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When am I going to Steele, North Dakota? That's what I want to know. Our friends at Piper's Auction Center of North America is opening. It's open now, but the official grand event is coming up a few days away. And I'm fired up. I want to be there. How about you? March 29th. That's a Wednesday. Mark it on your calendar. The Auction Center in North America. Consignment Auction, Steele, North Dakota. Go to Pipers.com for details on that and other auctions. They also have one Tuesday in Bowman, North Dakota. That's the Griffin Buckmeyer Retirement of Farm Machinery Auction. 10 a.m. Andy and Jim down there will be hard at it. So a lot going on. They have construction and shop equipment auction coming up on Thursday, April 6th, also in Bowman, Farm Machinery Auction, April 12th in Cheyenne, the Western Dakota Construction and Ag Equipment Auction in Bowman on the 21st of April, and gosh, it just keeps on coming. Pipers.com to find out where and when they'll be. You can call 877-700-4099. They'll send you a catalog, too, so great way to go. I started last hour talking about grinders. I guess I was hungry, Todd. Is that what happened? And I mentioned the famous red pepper grinders, and I don't believe there is a grinder unlike the red pepper grinder. I've never had one. But one of our listeners said Northside Market, Landers Gas Station, Bismarck, best grinders ever. Okay, all right. I'll have to go on a grinder test. We found the best pie. Well, we've many suggestions for it. We have many locations. We've talked about the best burger. I don't know that we've done the best grinder, Todd. Maybe it's time to crank it up. You know, it is springtime after all.
True.
Remember that? Yeah. Get to it. Exactly right. We aim to please around here, by golly. Lynn Helms tomorrow on the program. Later this hour, Tom Coburn, former senator from Oklahoma, will join us on the program, and Chris Berg from Point of View as well on What's on Your Mind. Right now, we want to talk a little bit about a subject we spent a lot of the last 218 days talking about, and that is the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's opposition to the Dakota Access Pipeline and their link with Earth Justice and other extreme environmental groups. I call them eco-terrorists because they not only come in and protest, it's America. You can protest anything. But when you engage in unlawful behavior, when you destroy construction equipment as they did, millions of dollars of construction equipment, when you go on the property illegally and say, nope, not leaving, you know, when you riot, when you go into farmyards and ranch yards and confront innocent North Dakotans, that's eco-terrorism. And a lot of our listeners have connected the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe effort in opposition of the Dakota Access Pipeline to the casino that is operated on the reservation. That's, of course, the Prairie Nights Casino. And a question we've often pondered here, is that fair? You know, are they connected? A lot of questions have come up. We've assembled a bunch of those, and we've asked Roy Kingsley to join us, who's the president of KK Bold and represents Prairie Nights Casino. Roy, thanks for doing this. We appreciate the time.
You bet. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
And any questions or comments, always welcome on this program. 2580550 is the local telephone number. You can also text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Let me start on that basic question. You know, does and do the Prairie Nights Casino operations support the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe efforts in opposition of the Dakota Access Pipeline?
Great question. You know, from the very beginning, the stance that the casino took was one of a very neutral nature. They weren't going to take this side or that side. You know, their lifeblood has been the Bismarck-Mandan community, and 100,000 people, and probably, you know, 70% of that is from this direct region. And so to take a stand on either side of it, you know, would have been just a, you know, a very difficult position. And then overall, there was probably no one or no place or no business that was in a more difficult position than Prairie Nights Casino. So to answer that question, the stance from the, you know, from the very beginning with the management was we're going to take a very neutral position. There are no sides.
And financially, this is a question we got a lot. Were there dollars diverted from the casino to the protest effort, to the tribe to use for the protest effort?
Absolutely not. You know, when the tribes in the state of North Dakota back in 1990, 1992, through that period, were first negotiating their compacts, and they have compacts that are set forth that are entered into with the state of North Dakota. At the time, I believe Governor Sinner and then later Governor Schaefer made amendments to them and updated them. There's a very strict set of rules and guidelines that have to be adhered to as far as how those casino dollars are spent, you know, where the money goes, what it is used for, et cetera, et cetera. So as far as diverting money to, you know, any of the protest events, that's simply something that they wouldn't be able to do.
All right.
Those dollars are you know, earmarked for programs on the reservation, the Head Start programs, the K-12 programs, their diabetes program, fire, ambulance, et cetera, et cetera.
So the profits from the casino are dedicated to specific programs, and it isn't like somebody can go and say, well, these are the profits. The tribe owns the casino, so therefore we're going to divert those profits. You're saying they can't do that and didn't.
They can't do that, correct.
You know, that's another point, I guess, we heard about the compact you mentioned.
Right.
We had numerous individuals tip us to the fact that the compact requires a certain reserve at the casino, and if that falls below that, the compact is in, you know, violation, and you ultimately could void the compact, and the license to have the game in casino would not be there. We had people from you know, the casino with sources that had you know, knowledge of the casino's finances that said it was, they were well below what was ultimately the minimum floor, if you will, that they needed in reserve. Is that accurate?
You know, in all honesty, Scott, the tribe's numbers as far as their casino revenues go, they are not required to disclose that to anybody. So any of the reports that we saw, I believe there was a Teton Times and a couple others that had actually tried to recite some numbers. There is no real accuracy or real validity to that. The only people that, you know, besides the tribe that see those numbers is the state. The one thing I do know is that the state of North Dakota was into the property on several occasions, as they do, whether there's a protest going on or not, to do, you know, their annual and they do regular audits, and they do drop-in audits, and they're always checking up on things. And I know for sure that during that period of time, they were down there, the state out of the AG's office, and conducting their audits and making sure that, that the casino was in compliance. The one thing that they always have to keep on reserve in every casino in North Dakota, and actually I believe every casino in America, I know for sure in Vegas, but they have to have enough cash on hand to cover every single bet within the casino at any given time. So, in other words, if every single machine went off at the exact same time and they had to pay them all out, they have to have that amount of cash on hand to be able to cover that. And they never, you know, dropped below that level. There was never any concerns about that. In fact, if you go to their webpage, you'll see, you know, there's been a surprising number of large winners just in the last month or so. And you know, I saw the rumors and, all the junk flying around Facebook. Oh, they can't even pay winners. Well, I guarantee you every one of these people was getting paid and paid without any problem.
So is the casino in financial straits, in a bad position?
No, you know, I think you have to, it's like anything, you have to take it in context. And even if we use that number that I believe it was the Teton Times reported that, you know, that they're down 6 million, well, that's because they were up 15 million, the prior year. Okay. So you're still up 8 million. What happens there is those, those things within the reservation that those dollars are earmarked for, whether it's, you know, building a new school or adding a new ambulance or updating dialysis equipment at the diabetes clinic, you know, some of those things are probably going to be strained or be put on hold, or they're going to have to wait or whatever. But it's no different than, you know, the state of North Dakota right now with, you know, the shortfall that we have. All of a sudden you have to go, okay, this is not going to, you know, we're not going to be able to purchase this year. This program is going to take a hit, and it's really a similar situation to a state or a federal government.
We're chatting with Leroy Kingsley. He's the president of KK Bold. We're talking about their client Prairie Knights Casino and getting answers to the questions that you've asked along the way throughout the 218 days of the protest. We'll continue with that conversation on the other side of the break. Telephone number is 800-228-0550 or text Todd 226-8503, and more of our conversation coming up. Senator Tom Coburn at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center service those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
How do you live your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Bennett, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565 or online at familypolicyalliance.com/North Dakota.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Is brought to you in part by our friends at Polar Service Center. How does $32 an hour sound? It tends to get somebody's attention, right? Polar Service Center is the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. You see a lot of the polar mud flaps when you see tank trailers out there, right? And they have service centers for those tank trailers all across North America. Three in our region, Billings, Montana, Williston, and Kildare. And they're hiring right now. I got a telephone number I'll give you in a second. For a fellow by the name of Adam. Adam is the recruiter. He is out there looking for people to take jobs right now in Killdeer, in Williston, and in Billings. $32 an hour, incredible benefits, 401k match, a great company. 701-495-0997 is the number. 701-495-0997. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, back with our conversation. We're chatting with Leroy Kingsley, KK Bold, talking about the Prairie Knights Casino. A couple of texts that came in during the break. Wanted to ask other questions. How about, Brad says, how about free use of facilities, free food at the buffet, use of rooms, staging areas, bathrooms, soft money out the door? Was there support from the Prairie Knights Casino for the protest effort in any of those areas?
You know, there was a couple of periods of time, and I would like to kind of, you know, again, put this into context, but there was a couple of major snow events, a couple of blizzard periods, and one of them was when that large group of vets were coming in. I believe it was around the 1st of December, et cetera, where, you know, I didn't look at it as this was the tribe stepping in to take care of this as much as if you really kind of big picture it, this was a North Dakota thing. You had people who were coming in here who were not ready for this environment, and they walked into it, you know, right or wrong, in the middle of a blizzard, and they were expecting to, you know, pitch a tent out on the prairie of North Dakota. And the reality was, at that point in time, it just became more of a humanitarian effort. And the casino did step forward, and they opened up the doors. You know, to their pavilion area, and they got cots and blankets, and they helped, you know, a large number of people get through that process, which, you know, whether that's a Sheridan down there or a Radisson or, you know, whatever it might be, if it's a North Dakota facility and it's in North Dakota, North Dakotans are going to step forward and they're going to help, you know, they're going to help people out. And that was really what happened. As far as soft money, no, there was never any soft money going out the door. There was, you know, I believe two major, you know, snow events, where there was a large number of people that were, you know, influxing into the area. And during those periods, yeah, they made sandwiches. And in fact, they made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and made sure that people had something for the road when they took off. And they helped out a large amount of people. But on the other side of that, you know, when it came to, you know, some of the people that would come in, and as soon as there was any indication that the person was a problem or, you know, whatever the issue might be, they're, you know, too loud, too many people in the room, just not, you know, following the rules, they handled it like any other hotel in the state would, and they uninvited them. And I know during that period of time, there was hundreds of letters handed, you know, directly to these people that said, you know, thank you for your business. However, you know, you're an uninvited guest at this point in time. And they just made sure that, you know, there was never anything, you know, too underhanded going on the property and that there weren't any undesirable people. But, you know, people came in, they had a problem with them, they got rid of them. And really, you know, if you... Go ahead.
We have about 4 minutes left, so I want to go through as quickly as I can some of these other questions for you. Texter says, I'd like to know about the rumors of Prairie Knights having to drain the pool because of protesters, lice problems, bed bugs, sleeping in hallways.
You know, great questions. The pool actually went down for, you know, for annual maintenance, and that was in September, October. They take it down, they repaint it. Every hotel in the state does the same thing. And then they just left it closed for a longer period of time so that people wouldn't be taking advantage of it. They didn't have to close it down because of any problem. But it prevented, you know, them having additional maintenance work. You know, this bed bug lice thing drove me nuts, and we chased this around because somebody said that there was you know, the guy that comes in and does the spraying and the cleaning for bugs or whatever. And we checked with every single exterminator within the market. None of them had ever been there. It was just one of those false news stories, people that are angry that, you know, use that to kind of, you know, lash out at the property.
A texter says, casino funds go to the tribal general fund. If what Mr. Kingsley says were true, the payments to tribal members that have been distributed in the past could not have been done.
They are not a per capita setup. There are no payments to tribal members with any of the casinos in North Dakota.
All right. In our remaining time here, I'd like you just to you know, talk to, I'll give you the sentiment from people that I hear from. I'm never going there again.
Yep.
And when I've heard that, I've said, well, you know, I think we need to get to the bottom of what's true here, because I understand that sentiment. If in fact, you know, they are writing checks to the protest effort, if they do support it, if they're the behind this, you know, I understand that sentiment. If on the other hand, as I hear from some people, that, hey, you have a lot of people, native folks that have jobs there that are very mad about the protest because it's hurt their livelihood. That's hurt them. Then maybe they're victims too. Which is it?
You know, the people at the casino, and I've been working with these people for 24 years. I felt so, I don't want to say sorry, but I felt bad for them. This was such a stressful and difficult situation for these, you know, for the employees down there. You know, they're trying to be nice and they're trying to be kind and they're trying to make sure that their regular guests are comfortable. And there was always the two sides there. And the level of professionalism that crew was able to maintain during this was amazing. You got 60% of the employees, you know, are right there from Standing Rock. About 30% of the people that work there are from Bismarck Mandan. And so those people had to drive that additional mileage all the way around just to get to work and back every day. And yet, you know, they just continued and they moved forward and they used that time to really, you know, make sure that the property was at its, you know, at its peak performance at all points in time. Like I said at the beginning, nobody was caught in the middle more than the management and the staff at that property. And I was just proud as heck the way they stood up and just did their job and did it with the utmost professionalism.
Texter says, so if the state were to audit you, the casino would be in compliance with the agreement between the state and casino now, the compact.
Absolutely. In fact, I would encourage anybody just to contact the, you know, the Attorney General's office and ask them.
I don't know if there's been something new. We did ask when we first heard about this, and that wasn't all that long ago. I'd say in the last 60 days that it was not in compliance. I talked to the Attorney General myself about it. He said that'd be up to the governor, and they'd have to call an audit. But he didn't indicate that had been done. But do you believe since they've done an audit?
I do not know. I honestly do not know. I know that they have been down there. I don't know if it's what's considered a complete audit or not. But I do know that they've been down there and going through the books and the numbers. And I think there's a difference between an audit and just, you know, their routine checkups. But if there was a problem on that level, we would have heard about it.
We would have heard about it. Okay. Very good. And I could follow up too with the Attorney General on that point, but just wanted to answer the listener's question. Leroy, thank you for doing this. Appreciate it. Let's keep the dialogue open and happy to, you know, have you back anytime that you need to get some, you know, information out there and appreciate your time today.
You bet, Scott. Thank you very much.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Senator Tom Coburn will come back. Why is he back in North Dakota? We'll find out after this.
0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields and giving you choice at the pump every time. PetroServe USA, home to the 4-for-$4 deal. All day, every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, breakfast pizza in the morning or your choice of toppings in the afternoon, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. It's the 4-for-$4 signature special at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come inside and take advantage of Deli Express Double Charbroiled Deluxe Sandwiches, $1.99 each. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 89 cents each. Assorted Dots are delicious and only 89 cents each. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, standard size, 69 cents each. King size, $1.09 each. Or the Jack Links 2.85-ounce bag jerkies, $3.99 each. Or Giant's 5-ounce pistachios, only $2.99 each. All at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools. tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
High Plains Apache is the place you can get the businessman sprayer. We're not that far, folks. It's March. You can feel spring in the air. And it'll be out there planting and then, of course, doing a little spraying. And I'd want to be in one of those Apache sprayers if it was me. Just saying. It's a businessman sprayer. It really is. We have windy, windy conditions around here. That's always a worry to producers. Apache has that electronic drift management system. So you get to select your droplet size and keep it through the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. Love that. Love the ET Ag Center. It's the place where you can get any ag application part for any brand. Not just the Apache brand, any brand. 50,000 parts at both locations. Apache. It's just the best of the best. Fuel efficient, reliable, leading operator comfort, state-of-the-art noise dampening inside of the cab, industry-leading 5-year driveline warranty across the road from Bonanza and Mandan, south of Fargo, exit 60 Frontier. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you to High Plains Apache. Senator Tom Coburn is trying to save America. What does North Dakota have to do with saving America? Besides all the good people here that can show the rest of the country how to do it, there's something our legislature could do. And we chatted with him while he was here visiting about this effort in the House, and now it's over in the Senate, and we wanted to get an update. Senator Coburn, welcome back to the program. How are you?
I am fine, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well.
It's a lot nicer weather than the last time I was here. So
yes.
I appreciate that. It's great.
We warmed it up for you, for sure.
We sure did. We're going to have 80 degrees in Oklahoma this weekend, so if y'all want to come on down, we'll put the sunshine out for you.
I had a conversation with you one time about how spending was just ridiculous and out of control in Washington. You were in the Senate then from Oklahoma, and I said, well, can't we just elect a Republican majority and get a Republican president and fix it? And you said that it might be too late. And I think of that often because, you know, it's like, you know, just getting that changed isn't enough. And we see now what difficulty the changes with the Republican House and Senate and a Republican president. But the point of my question here is that we don't have much time to get this right, do we?
Well, we don't think so. We don't know. You know, everything continues as it does until it doesn't. And the whole key is how much more fake money can Federal Reserve print? And how many people outside of the country will continue to buy our bonds? You know, the numbers are staggering. For the millennial generation, that's the largest demographic group in our country. They're bigger than baby boomers now. They're all going to have to pay back each $1,700,000 over the next 50 years. All you got to do is divide 50 years into $1,700,000. You can see that, you know, that's half of the median family income in this country today. And we've done that. We've allowed that to happen. We've not been responsible to secure our republic and from a financial standpoint. And if you look at history, all republics have died other than ours. We're the longest standing republic, and they all died for the same reason. Out of control governments that spent money they didn't have on things they didn't absolutely need. So I don't think having a Republican president, a Republican Congress is going to cure the disease that we have. It may treat some of the symptoms, but it's not going to cure the disease. The disease is restoring the balance of power between Washington and the states, and restoring the balance of power between the courts, the executive branch, and the Congress. And if we don't do that, the wonderful promise of America won't be available to the millennial generation.
And that should send the chill down the spine of every American. And this isn't a Republican issue. This isn't a conservative issue. It is, you know, obviously, I think we all ought to, as Americans, want what the founders wanted. And, but you made that point all along. This is not partisan, right? This is simply saying, why wouldn't it make more sense to have this power at the state level rather than the federal level?
Right. And the other thing to think about, Scott, is we want power closest to the people. And well, most power closest to the people. And that's what our founders designed. As a matter of fact, they trusted the state legislature. That's why they gave all the power except the enumerated powers to the federal government, which has totally been prostituted and expanded beyond anything our founders ever. As a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson once, when he was asked about the University of Virginia, said, why don't you get federal government help? He said, for the federal government to be involved in any way in education would require an amendment to the Constitution. Yet, since 1976, we've spent $3.6 trillion out of Washington on education, and it's an abject failure because the controls need to be here, and the responsibility needs to be here, and the accountability needs to be here. So we sent $3.6 trillion to them. They send it back and tell us all the rules of the people who actually care about our kids, the teachers and the administrators and the parents, don't have much say anymore. The federal unelected bureaucrat has the say. So this is about fixing that. It's about restoring the Constitution. It's not about building a new Constitution. It's about returning it to its purpose, a limited federal government with a responsible state and county and local governments actually making the vast majority of decisions. And that's what's called government of the people, by the people, for the people, because they can actually impact.
So talk about the resolution that needs to be passed in 34 states. Talk about what it would do.
What it would do is three things. One, it would force the federal government to have to live within its fiscal means. In other words, no more excuse that you can't, you won't make the hard choices. And that's what I ran into all the time, Scott, is forcing them to use generally accepted accounting principles and balancing the budget. And we would give them time to do that, but a limited time, so that no longer they can chisel and just kick the can down the road and charge the problems to our kids. So that's the first thing. The second thing would limit the scope and jurisdiction, which would restore the enumerated powers and bring back the true meaning of the Commerce Clause, which is what the federal government does. Most of the time it uses the expanded Commerce Clause by one judge to tell the states what they can and cannot do. And then finally, limit the terms of federal judges and federal officials. Because there's built-in the advantages of incumbency are unbelievable, one. But in our first 200 years, actually 180 years, the average length that a federal judge served was 6 years, not 30. And so what we would do is limit them.
You need 34 states. How many do you have now?
We have 9. We will get another 6 or 7 probably in the next week or 10 days. Our founder set a high bar, but, hey, I'm a fighter. I'm not going to quit. And we're going to get 34 states, and we're going to rein in the federal government and resume and restore the power to the states as it was intended under the 10th Amendment.
And North Dakota now, I understand, passed this in the House, but you're here talking to folks on the Senate side on a hearing on this, right?
I am. I just finished the hearing and had a great reception. And I suspect that we'll pass it here in the Senate, and North Dakota will either become the 10th or 11th. It's going to be a race between them and Arkansas.
And what are the arguments you get against this?
Fear, mainly fear, is you'll have a runaway convention. Of course, there never has been a runaway convention, but the answer to that is, okay, I'm happy to work for anybody that has a solution to fix our country. But I think restoring the balance and restoring the intent of the original Constitution is the way to do it. If you have another way, I'll come help you. But just tell me. But nobody that's against it, nobody that opposes it, offers a solution for the $144 trillion that are coming the way of our kids. Nobody has a way to offer a way to limit the power. They say, well, just make them follow the Constitution. Well, the Constitution today, as the annotated Constitution, is weighs 74 pounds. It's not that little booklet we carry in our pocket. And that's because of federal guidelines, federal judges, and federal bureaucrats that have impacted the Constitution and make it impossible to follow.
So if so we get, as you say, nine now, you're confident you're going to get into the teens here. Pretty close to this year. You got to get to 34. What kind of a realistic timeline is there for that?
Well, one of the things that would help is the President Trump, and I think he's going to say this, maybe not right now, but maybe this fall, says, well, you know, there's another way for us to fix our country. And it's for the states to call a convention of amendments to actually get these things done. And so, you know, all we need is a boost like that. We got a large endorsement from NSAS from Nebraska. We got an endorsement from Marco Rubio. We got an endorsement from several endorsements during the campaign from Cruz and Kasich. So almost everybody who ran for the Republican nomination, other than Trump, endorsed it. We couldn't get to him to get an opinion from. So the people who really care about our country know we have to restore the balance. Otherwise, we're going to lose it.
Yeah. Well, a few more weeks with the swamp, and this is the creme de la creme of drain the swamp, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It certainly is. And you'll find the careerists in Washington probably won't be for it. You know, they don't want anything changing about their power and their elitism in Washington. But the average Joe on the street, about 80% agree that we need to fix that. The time to do it is now. That's what the last election was all about.
And by the way, I have a telephone number. I haven't done this for any bill the entire legislative session. And I honestly don't think this one has much trouble getting through. But, you know, sometimes these things just go away at the 11th hour, and they won't if members of the legislature know you care about this. So I'm going to give you a telephone number. And it is a way you can leave your legislator a message and let them know. You can type an email or send them a little note if you go to the website, legis.nd.gov, legis.nd.gov. But the telephone number, here's the telephone number, 701-328-3373. Okay, local telephone number, 701-328-3373. And what should they tell them? What's the specific legislation?
HCR 3006, Convention of States for Amendments.
Okay, one more time, HCR?
Yes, 3006.
Okay.
Convention of States for Amendments.
HCR 3006, Convention of the States. And this then puts North Dakota in that same camp, and again, they get to ultimately 34, and this changes. This is the drain the swamp. That actually puts some real, you know, meat on the bones of that entire effort. Sam, keep fighting, and glad you're doing what you're doing.
Thank you. God bless you, and God bless the people of North Dakota.
Same to you and the good people of Oklahoma as well. We're kindred spirits, for sure. You bet. Take care.
Bye.
You bet. Senator Tom Coburn, always enjoy my conversations with that man. Very invigorating. You know, he's a doctor. He's a doctor that is taking care of patients who said, you know what, I've got to go to work, try and save this country. Goes to serve the people of Oklahoma in the House and ultimately the Senate. Amazing story.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and now Minot in the old Marketplace Dollar location. Every day made better. You've heard me talking to Vince about that very thing, and I know he's right, because I have a hot spring spa. I absolutely love it. So does my wife. Changed our life. We're in that hot tub every night, 15, 20 minutes, get a chance to chat and relax, and it's fantastic. Dave, a happy customer I want you to hear from as well. Dave, how often are you in the hot tub?
I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
Tell me how they treat you at Hot Spring Spas. Have you met the owner, Vince?
Yeah, Vince takes care of me. I've known Vince for a little while now, and he's been good to us every time we go into the store. Matter of fact, you know, the store Bismarck, we frequent that for our supplies, and everybody's professional, courteous. They try and help you take care of your water to the best of their abilities. And, no, our experience with Hot Springs has been fantastic.
Now that's every day made better with hot spring spas and pool tables too. Stop and see them. 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire West Fargo in front of Sam's Club Bismarck in front of Kmart South Washington Grand Forks and now in Minot too in the old Marketplace Dollar location.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Plum wore out. Usually I receive my energy from this program.
Plum worn out?
I'm about plum worn out.
How does we end up with plum? I mean, I realize it's a commonly used term, but how do we end up with plum?
I don't know. Can't tell you. Cannot tell you. Chris Berg is here from Point of View. You watch him at 6:30 on KX4, Eastern North Dakota, and Western Minnesota, and 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. A lot of people tell me whenever I'm on Chris's show, on Point of View, they come and say, I really like it when you're on that show. It's so fun. You guys are, you know, you're going back and forth, but Chris has better hair. And I said, well, yeah, that's a given. I don't even try to compete with the guy's hair. I don't, you know.
Yep, don't even bother.
It's a TV thing. See, radio, you don't care about the hair. TV, you got right. The hair's got to, you got to have the,
we
you
wear
know.
Headsets and screws up the hair anyway, right. But.
Todd just shaved his head. He's just like, plum, screw it.
Yeah, I give up on hair.
Yeah.
Think of all the money I'm going to save on shampoo and stuff, you know.
Exactly right. Hello, so, Mr. Berg. How are you?
I'm doing great after that. You may have just made my week or month with that. It's nothing about the arguments or it's just, you know what? I was checking out your guys' hair. That is just fantastic.
So we had a little battle yesterday over the blue laws, and yesterday went right on the Senate floor. I've never done this before. I mean, I'm always in Bismarck covering the legislature, but I think I've done it one other time with Blair Thorson over in the House, kind enough to let me come sit over in the House. But I did it in the Senate for the first time yesterday, and I ended up next to Jim Roars, who is from Fargo, and David Rust, who's from Tioga, the two of them. I saw him at lunch at the Capitol Cafe, and I said, come on over. And there was a little drama as to whether or not the folks, Andy Peterson and the crew from the Greater North Dakota Chamber, were going to be able to find one person that would change their vote so they could vote again on the blue laws. And they couldn't find one person, by the way. So the blue laws remain, and they say. So long way of saying, Chris, I win, you lose.
Boy, the fact that you're going to go na-na-na-na-na when people lose freedom scares me. Am I talking to, is this, wait, hold on. I mean, is this Bernie Sanders or Scott?
So low. Hey, it's a little something special about North Dakota. It's okay. Nobody's going to be harmed at 10 a.m. versus 12 noon. Oh, man, how are we going to do that? I can't buy tennis shoes until noon. Oh, the horror of it.
Those places end up making people work in the morning anyway on Sunday morning. They may be closed, but there's still people working.
Maybe I'll have some family time. Maybe I'll play with them.
Todd,
family time? Those people are still working anyway.
Todd, when you walk in and get on the mic with Scott, you have to, you know, hail headed, or what's going on?
Oh, my God.
I will be from now on. You bet.
So over the top. John in Minot wants in here, and I hope he's not going to take your side. I'm going to cut him off.
I knew Scott was in the closet this whole time.
John in Minot, what's on your mind there, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, great to hear you guys are doing such a great job. I really enjoy the enthusiasm and, you know, giving everybody a chance to participate. I'm an old Art Link lover, and, you know, he was always in opposition to any of the gaming or, you know, the Sunday opening laws. And I realize that, you know, as we move forward, you know, in our concept of what's appropriate and what's inappropriate, I'm a Sunday worshiper, and I feel that the blue laws were put in place for a reason, and I'm happy to see that they did not go ahead with allowing that to be an all-day proposal.
John, I love you. I love you. If I was in Minot right now, I'd give you a big old bear hug. A big old bear hug.
Come on.
Wait, I don't know John from Adam. Crying out loud.
I know, but now
John, Art Link, I thought was a little too extreme on the whole gaming thing myself for this reason. And I'm conservative, and Chris is going to say something. I know he is, because he's going to tie it to the blue law thing. But I'm conservative to the point of saying, look, if you want to take your money and spend it, on a game of chance, it's fine. I don't do it. I'm not a game. I used to buy lotto tickets every now and then. I don't even do that anymore. It's not me. I don't do it. So I just think that should be up to us as individuals to decide. Do we want to do, you know, the gaming thing I'm doing now? That's where I sort of disagreed with Mr. Link. But, you know, that was part of that kind of blue law way of thinking too. So it's not totally, totally crazy. But, I see the state legislature's having a little trouble now. That, got a do not pass recommendation. Chris, what do you make of that?
You know, I think that there's been such a, that almost did seem like a shot across the bow from Leader Carlson just to go, okay, you know what, cause as you know, Scott, we've talked about this, I think when he was on your show, when Chairman Archibald was on my show, he clearly said, look, I didn't invite anybody to come to North Dakota, and many people dispute that when you're at the UN and going on cable and the news shows and whatnot, talking about, the movement. So, you know, I think a lot of people are saying, hey, maybe Leader Carlson just did that as sort of a shot across the bow. If you want to go out there and say that you didn't invite any of these people here, then okay, we'll maybe take a different approach. I don't know if this thing passes. I mean, 13-2 come out of committee, whether it gets out of the House or not, who knows?
Yeah, you know, my take on it is it's never a bad idea to let people vote on something. And that's what this is. I think Al Carlson's getting the bum rap on this one because somebody brought him the idea and said, I'm going to put this on the state ballot. And he said, let us do it so we don't end up with another deal like medical marijuana where, okay, the intent of the voters is there, but it isn't exactly, such a challenge to implement. So I think
just
that's
quickly,
why he did it.
Quickly, as we sign off here, Scott, I just got to give a big shout-out and a big tip of the hat. Thank you to Rachel Maddow for re-electing Donald Trump in 2020.
We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Chris is off tonight for March Madness on the Tube, so you'll have a little withdrawal. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because their body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.